The following audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations of why I wrote Baptism According to Scripture by Bobby Harrington, July 14th, 2025. Today, along with three other organizations, we're releasing what has been the hardest book I've ever written. And that's saying something. I've written or co-written around 20 books, and it's short, under 10,000 words. So it only takes about 40 minutes to read in English or Spanish. But writing it was tough because I wanted to explain something incredibly important, biblical baptism, in a way that's both faithful to Scripture and clear for everyday people. And that's no small task. This topic has shaped my life since I was 20 years old, a curious, spiritually searching student at the University of Calgary. I wasn't raised religious, but one of my French professors, Professor Jacobs, discipled me in the ways of Jesus. He told me something I'll never forget. Let Scripture alone guide your decisions. Tune out the noise, even mine, and let the Bible and the Bible alone be your final authority. That simple challenge changed everything. It led me down a path very different from what most churches and Christians around me were teaching about baptism. It didn't line up with the evangelical campus ministries I was part of, the local Baptist church I visited, or the traditions of Catholic, Orthodox, or mainline churches. Even my nominal Christian parents and grandparents didn't understand at first. I felt completely alone in what I was learning from Scripture, but it was clear in Acts 2:38-39 and many other verses. Baptism, as an expression of repentant faith in Jesus, is for the forgiveness of sins. But over time, something amazing happened. My parents eventually came around and were baptized, and then my aged grandparents were baptized before they died, and something changed in each of them deeply. Their baptisms weren't just symbolic moments. They marked a radical surrender to Jesus as King. They became different people, devoted, trusting, transformed, and that's what biblical baptism did for them. And I saw the same thing happen for one of my sisters, my college friends, people I worked with when I led my dad's trucking company, and eventually people in the church when I went into ministry. I've seen it again and again. When someone surrenders to King Jesus by embracing biblical baptism, it leads to real life change. But sticking to this teaching hasn't been easy. There were times I wanted to join other churches when I was running our family business, but doing so would have meant giving up what I believed Scripture teaches. Later, as a lead minister, pastor, I didn't fit in with many big name Christian networks. When we moved to Nashville and planted a church, some people loved the community, but left when they heard what we taught about baptism. Even in my doctoral studies, I had to turn from an opportunity at that respected seminary because accepting it would have meant compromising. I once met with the respected Princeton scholar, J.J. M. Roberts, and hoped he could help me ease the tension. Instead, he looked me in the eye and said, "I've learned to live with it too. I can't walk away from what the Bible teaches." That was one of the many experiences that stuck with me, and it encouraged me to keep going. After decades of study, experience, and wrestling with this doctrine, I've come to believe even more deeply that baptism, when understood through the lens of Scripture, is one of the most powerful and life-giving steps a person can take in following Jesus. It is doctrine that we cannot compromise on. God has used this message in my life to inspire deeper commitment, a clearer gospel, and a growing community of people who are serious about making Jesus their King. By His grace, God has used me to reach leaders outside the Restoration Movement to help them to understand this teaching, especially in the context of the King Jesus gospel and discipleship. So here's my encouragement to you. Don't settle for a watered-down version of the biblical teaching on baptism. Don't just go with what's popular or easy or based upon a religious tradition. Dig into what Scripture says about baptism. Teach it, live it, share it. It's not about winning debates. It's about being faithful and helping people surrender their lives to King Jesus. I hope this new booklet gives you clarity. I hope my story helps you feel less alone if you're wrestling with the same questions. And I pray it gives you courage to stand firm, even when it's hard, because following Jesus is always worth it. For the book Baptism According to Scripture in English, visit collegepress.com.